the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. We'll be right back.
the mic.
Hey, top of the morning to you, pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. It's been like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
No, I'm serious.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Jesus believers. Lord God, this morning in the name of Jesus, we set our faith in agreement with your Holy Spirit. Lord God, we set our faith in agreement with your Holy Spirit. Manifest an indwelling in your believers all over the universe. We thank you this morning. Thank you because you are a good God. You do good things for your good people. Lord God, thank you this morning. Thank you for another opportunity, Lord. Period. So many opportunities. Thank you. Thank you. I'm asking you this morning, Father God, to move with clarity and understanding in this little message that I'm going to share, because I don't talk about this too much. As a matter of fact, I talk about it rarely. But you dropped it on my heart this morning, so I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it in a few minutes. I want to take this opportunity. I want to thank all of you have given into this ministry ever. I want to thank those of you that so into this ministry, your tithes and your offerings. So Father God, this morning, thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm going here. The Holy Spirit just kind of interrupted me, and I'm to pray for those of you that give and have given. But I'm to ask you this question. When you gave, or when you sent this ministry an offering, any offering at any time, especially those of you that sow frequently and you sow in support of this ministry as your home church, your home ministry or secondary ministry, I don't know. But God is telling me that some of you sowed into this ministry without expectation. Uh-oh. What'd you say, Erica? I said. See, this ministry is fertile ground. I know it's fertile ground. And a lot of you out there know it's fertile ground. All you have to do is think about where you were at when you first came here. And you know it's fertile ground too. But the Lord say, you don't give with expectation. And you probably don't give with expectation because I'll be telling you those lies, you know, oh, give here and you, da 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 da. I know that there's a blessing, not in our ways, I'm going to give because I need to get. No, I'm going to give because God said give. But some of you have been taught that it's wrong, I guess, to give with expectation. Well, you've not done that. So some of you are not reaping all that's available to you. And some of you are actually living beneath your privilege. And one of the people, I hope I don't mind because I use your name. I use your circumstances, but I never say who you are. But one of you, you're a man, and you're on this line, and you've been on here a while. And God has, oh, Holy Ghost, which way are we going this morning? God has this blessing for you, whoever you are. And the only thing that is holding the blessing back from you going into the breakthrough is you. Your expectation is less than God's expectation of you. Now, how that works, I'm not exactly certain. I'm just sharing with you what the Holy Spirit shared with me. And I'm getting it right now, so I'm going to be a partaker too, but I'm not the man that God's talking to this morning. There's a man on here and you listening. And God says, your expectations from him are not high enough. And he's telling me that the reason he gave me this message this morning is because at the end of the message, Lord, we going from the end to the front. Okay. At the end of the message, post this. This is for you, whoever you are. Post 2 Peter 1:8-11. Somebody post that. I got to show this man something. It's a fact. What I'm getting ready to show you is a fact. It's a fact. My God, my God, my God. Okay. 2 Peter, man, whoever you are, I hope you're listening. Well, I know you're listening because God just did this. God said, and I done read this thing about 10 times this morning, but I never knew it's at the end of the message I have. But gentlemen, man, whoever you are, verse 10 is for you. Well, you know, God is genderless, so a man could be a woman or two. So let me straighten that out. Verse 10 is for you. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Now, this is the part that got me all morning long. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. And what I was going to talk about this morning is why eternal life is so important. But now the Holy Spirit that took me all the way to the end of the message to tell this man, could be a woman too, because... You know, the Holy Spirit is genderless. Verse 10, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. You shall never fall. I'm going to repeat it again. The Holy Spirit is really really on this. Whoever you are, all I want to do this morning, I just want to thank you. Just thank you for giving, those of you that give, and those of you that give consistently. I know God has a blessing for you, but I didn't know he was going to pick that one scripture out of everything I have here. I got about 12 pages, but I was going to just kind of pick the scriptures out of it, because the title is Why Eternal Life is So Important. But also in there, near the end, I talk about Jesus's prayer for you and I that he prayed in John chapter 17, and where he said, I have lost none except the son of perdition, the son of hell, the son of damnation. And the reason your eternal life is so important is that everybody ain't going to get it. It's conditional. And I don't think people understand that it's conditional. So I was going to shed a little light on that. But now the Holy Spirit is saying, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. That means you'll never fall in anything you do. That just don't mean, do you know what that means? Some of you do, I see. That's the King James Version. Can somebody post the Living Translation of 2 Peter 1 and 10 and post the Amplified Version and post the Message? Let's do a quick work on this one. Now, God, I receive this for myself also, and gonna live it and love it. So is that 2 Peter 1 and 10 in the living translation. So, dear brothers and sisters, work hard to prove that you really are among those God has called and chosen. Do these things, and you will never fall away. Now, the Amplified, let's see, therefore, brothers, No. Believers. Okay, Holy Ghost. All right. Let's get this right this morning. Oh, man. This is good, good, good. Thank you, God. You're so faithful. You're so faithful to us who believe. I want to make sure I say that. So in the what's next? What did you do next? So first we had the living, then we had the Amplified. Let's see. I'm trying to say this because God has just given it to me right now. It went all the way off the message. Thank you, God. You're awesome. Okay, the Amplified. Well, I got the Amplified Classic Edition. Okay, the Amplified. I don't know which one Jessica got, but I'll go with this one. Therefore, believers, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you. Be sure that your behavior reflects and confirms your relationship with God. For by doing these things actively, developing these virtues, you will never stumble in your spiritual growth and will live a life that leads others away from sin. Man, this is good this morning. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Brothers and sisters, this is a rhema word. Put this in the chat room. This is what is known as a rhema word, where God takes his word and makes it alive and living. This is a form of communion with God. This can also be classified as a prophetic word, word of prophecy, straight from the Bible. So 2 Peter 1 and 10 in the Amplified, therefore believers, that's us, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you. Be sure that your behavior reflects and confirms your relationship with God. For by doing these things, actively developing these virtues, you will never stumble in your spiritual growth and will live a life that leads others away from sin. How about that? Now, I also want you to put the Amplified Classic. The Amplified Classic. The Amplified Classic says, because of this, brethren, be all the more solicitous and eager to make sure, to ratify, to strengthen, to make steadfast your calling and election. For if you do this, you will never stumble or fall. Glory be to God. Glory, glory, glory be to God Almighty. Thank you, Lord, for a rhema word this morning. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You see, I went to sleep last night praying for everybody that's a part of this community, family, that God would strengthen you, that God would manifest himself to you, that God would give you whatever you needed to know from him to strengthen you in whatever it is he's calling you to do. Let's see the message. The message. So friends, confirm God's invitation to you, his choice of you. Don't put it off. Do it now. Do this and you'll have your life on a firm footing. The streets paved and the way wide open into the eternal kingdom of our Master and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, if you can receive it or not receive it, but I see a couple people receive it. Let me tell you why it's so important to me. It's so important to me because laying right here, I just had Brother Joe go and do 100. So I would have him here. A little booklet that I wrote years ago, maybe 20, and the title of it is God Has Purpose. Remember when I taught on purpose, the difference between God has a plan and God has a purpose? God has purpose for each believer. I'm holding it in my hand, and I was trying to decide to send this instead of the other little book, which I didn't send out because I knew it needed to be updated. But so God is saying, so right here in this message, he's telling me that, this book is, this little booklet is the right booklet. God has purpose for each believer. Also, I just finished putting together maybe 10 of my old booklets like this one, and getting them ready because I want to do, I'm working on several things, but I finally know how God wants me to do this extreme course that I want to do, where I believe I can take a sinner saved by grace and in 3 days have them moving in signs and miracles and wonders. I know I could do it because God told me I could. And he told me I already had the materials because I used to have a website up said, come and be transformed in 72 hours. So God always deals with me in 3 days. So I believe in 3 days with the right training. And I believe I know how to do it now because I've been studying webinars and I've been studying. It's a few people I consider successful. And I've been studying the fundamentals of things just like I've been studying the fundamentals of podcasting and that. And a guy asked me, I got the invitation right here, if he could put me on his something he's doing. But I learned from him the best mics and the best speakers. And I went to him and I asked him to teach me, you know. And I still haven't done everything he told me to do yet. I just don't have time. But he wants to feature me, and he's one of the best teachers of podcasting and that available today. And he's young. So I still haven't used all the resources that he gave me. But I can't believe he thinks I'm a success. That's what I told him. not having any knowledge. Remember, I don't know nothing about none of this. I just follow the Holy Spirit's leading. And finally, I went to him because the hackers and stuff was tearing me up. But that was God. And I went to him because he's an expert in it. And he's the best I could find. And now he wants to utilize me in his something he's doing. It's amazing. God is amazing. It's a rhema word this morning. Out of all I have here, the rhema word is, I'm not going to go beyond it. 2 Peter 1, 10 through 11. See, God doesn't want you to fall. God wants you to be a success. even in your ignorance, like me. He'll make you a success if your heart is towards him. The Bible says he takes the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. So let's see. I tried to type this on but I need to put the King James. Let's see what God is saying this morning about this. With all this. So what do I need? I need the King James Version, which Jessica got up here already. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. That's the rhema word from God this morning. Do you know how many people waiting for a rhema word from the Lord? And we get one just being faithful, just being diligent. See, you don't have to be begging God and asking God. He knows what you need before. And he specifically gave this to a man on here. And I gave it out just like he gave it to me. And what happened? We get a rhema word. I'm loving it. I'm loving the faithfulness of God. You know that? You can try all you want to. You can do everything you think you can do until God, or I should say, when God gives you his stamp of approval. That's it. That's it. You don't need anything else. Now, I'm going to show you something else about me. I never go beyond God. I looked it up to make sure that I had understanding and that you had understanding. 2 Peter 1 and 10, wherefore the rather, brethren, you man, whoever you are, I hope you get this. Woman, man. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. That's the word of the Lord today. So, dear brothers and sisters, work hard to prove that you really are among those God has called and chosen. Do these things, and you will never fall away. 2 Peter 1 and 10 in the Amplified Bible. Therefore, believers, this is us. God's talking directly to us. To you, if you're a believer. To me, I'm showing up a believer. Ain't no doubt about it. I believe, brothers and sisters, I believe. Now, you see, this is where it becomes individual. This is where it'll work for you or it won't. Do you believe or do you not believe? Therefore, believers, God is, woo! God called you to believe, and this morning, he's sending you a rhema word as a believer to let you know that you are in Christ, in the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing to receive a right rhema word from him. Therefore, believers, be all the more diligent. Because see, there's something he's getting ready to do for believers that other folk ain't going to get it. So he's addressing this to believers. Therefore, believers, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling, about God's calling and choosing you. Be sure that your behavior reflects and confirms your relationship with God. For by doing these things, actively developing these virtues, you will never stumble in your spiritual growth and will live a life that leads others away from sin. Now here's the classic amplified. Because of this, brethren, be all the more solicitous and eager to make sure to ratify, to strengthen, to make steadfast your calling and election. For if you do this, you will never stumble or fall. Praise God. The message. So friends, confirm God's invitation to you, his choice of you. Don't put it off. Do it now. Do this, and you'll have your life on a firm footing, the streets paved, and the way wide open into the eternal kingdom of our Master and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I see, okay. Jessica added the Good News translation. Let's see. The Good News. I'm doing this so I can copy this on my own piece of paper here. Because remember, this just came up. Rhema. I know I should have. I know the Good News is up here. Oh, there it is. Okay. The Good News, 2 Peter 1 and 10. So then, my friends, try even harder to make God's call and his choice of you a permanent experience. If you do, you will never abandon your faith. So good. It's just so good. Thank you, God. Thank you this morning. This is why, brothers and sisters, don't you ever get caught up to the point that you don't allow God the permission to interrupt you wherever you are, whatever you're doing, wherever you are in it. Always allow the Holy Spirit to interrupt. Because God is always trying to get something good to you. Something from God in his goodness. So I guess I'm going to turn this teaching into a little booklet because it ended up, I never even gave it. God has purpose for each believer. I think I'm going to send some of this stuff out. Don't press me right now. But you'll get it.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never failed me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I the goodness of God. All my life you have been saved. Of God, I love your voice. You have led me through the fire and in darkest night. You were close like no other. I know you as a father. I've known you as a kid, and I have lived. Of God, yeah. All my life you have been faithful. Oh, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness.
Behold throughout the heavens, There's Shona Ho.